This is Labor Neighbor Radio, a voice for working families.
Hello again. Today was a national day of action by unions affiliated with the AFL-CIO to protest across-the-board federal budget cuts under sequestration. Demonstrations led by the Federation of Government Employees in Seattle, Lakewood, and Spokane emphasize that the solution is simple. Just repeal sequestration. They figure sequestration will cost Washington more than $2.3 billion in funding for critical programs. State Senate has passed three bills that the labor movement opposes because they affect injured workers. They adjust or reverse 100-year-old agreements that workers wouldn't sue over injuries if the state would guarantee protections of medical care and time loss compensation while they were unable to work. Now the bills go to the House, and Jeff Johnson, the president of the State Labor Council, was asked by Alan Schaffler from King Television about their chances of passage there.
In the House, we feel relatively comfortable that we can stop these bills. We do not think they're either in the best interest of injured workers or the system, but, in this game of politics, you never say never.
Governor Jay Inslee has criticized these bills as unnecessary. Boeing technical workers have approved a new four-year contract. It will replace company pensions with a 401k plan for new hires. The same offer was rejected in February, but with a strike option looming, the workers decided on peace. Tacoma's Longshore Union is opening up more than 200 jobs to the public. Who can become a casual worker is decided by lottery on April 8th. The positions are not steady, but they can lead to regular longshore jobs. The last time they did this, the longshoremen had 16,000 applications. That was in 2005. Several child abuse experts from Washington are in Alabama this week for the National Symposium on Child Abuse, and they'll hear from Executive Director Chris Newland that children's advocacy centers using specially trained staff is a better answer for these kids than the courts.
Child abuse, especially child sexual abuse, is not just a criminal justice issue, not just a child protective services issue. It's that plus a mental health issue, a medical issue. And only by having these professionals work together, it would be able to be effective in our response.
We have 19 children's advocacy centers in Washington, which handled almost 5,800 cases last year. Governor Jay Inslee has announced nearly $18 million in grants to create jobs and lower energy costs at schools and local governments. For instance, Grays Harbor County will get $170,000 for fix-up work. It ought to create about 500 jobs. The money came from last year's legislature. The state says these outfits are not licensed here. eCashAdvance.com and ePaydayLoan.com. They are apparently operated by a California Indian tribe, and there have been complaints that collection calls can be threatening in nature. Finally, AAA says our gasoline prices are about 11 cents higher than the national average. We're paying about $3.80 a gallon, give or take a few cents. Hey, that's down a penny from last week. Labor Neighbor Radio is funded in part by the longshoremen of Local 51. I'm John Sandifer.
Labor Neighbor Radio is brought to you by local union members and is produced by the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists.